Hi there. Welcome to another session of Off Key with Nina Bird, where I tell stories that make not much sense and play music. On Radioactive International, broadcasting out of Dublin, Ireland. I'm recording this from Catskill, a tiny village nestled on the banks of the Hudson River in upstate New York. So I've been reading a book about William Blake, someone I know absolutely nothing about, and far be it from me to even begin here. But he claimed to communicate with angels and fairies. Addressing this directly, he wrote, "Thou callst me madman, but I call thee blockhead." Here's something his wife, Catherine Blake, apparently said to him. "You know, dear, the first time you saw God was when you were 4 years old and he put his head to the window and set you screaming." Wow. This all got me thinking about angels. And then I remembered an old Jane Seabury song, "Calling All Angels," which I heard for the first time on a Wim Wenders film in the early 90s, which was about the same time I used to live directly across from Jane on 21st Street between 7th and 8th Avenues in Chelsea in the city, in New York City. I don't remember how I knew it was Jane, but I lived in a three-story walk-up with a staircase that spiraled to the top to our apartment, and we used to call the staircase DNA because that's how it spun around and around and around, and you'd get to the top and feel a little sick. Anyway, sometimes late at night when I was up, I'd look across the way, across the street at the apartment opposite us, and I would see Jane's lights were on and see her sort of rummaging around her apartment. I think it's kind of funny that at night you can sometimes see so much more of other people than you can during the day. Back to now. As I was reading about Blake, I started to remember Jane, so that's where this set starts. Here's "Calling All Angels" by Jane Seabury and Katie Lang.
"Santa Maria, Santa Teresa, Santa Anna, Santa Susanna, Santa Cecilia, Santa Coppelia, Santa Domenica, Mary Angelica, Frater Ashet, Frater Pietro, Julianus, Petronella, Santa, Santos, Mirsa, Vladimir, all of the rest." Upon the steps and a baby cries. High above you can hear the church bell start to ring. And as the heaviness, oh, the heaviness, the body settles in. Somewhere you can hear a mother sing. Then it's one foot, then the other. You step out on the road. Step out on the road. How much weight? How much? Then it's how long and how far and how many times? Oh. this while. Don't leave me alone. Call all angels. Call all angels. We're trying, we're hoping, but we're not sure how. On every day upon the sunset with such love and intensity. Why, it's almost as if you could only crack the code, then you'd finally understand what this all means. Ah, but if you could, do you think you would trade it? All the pain and suffering. Ah, but then you'd miss the beauty of the light upon this earth, and then the sweetness of the this one. Don't leave me alone. Call all angels. Call all angels. We're trying, but we're not sure. Call all angels.
Call all angels.
Call all angels. Walk me through this. Don't leave me alone. Calling all angels. Calling all angels. We're trying. We're hoping. We're hurting. We're loving. We're crying. We're calling. 'Cause we're not sure how.
As I was researching Jane's life, because suddenly I was curious about her after thinking about being her former neighbor, I took a look at her discography. And she's got an album called Maria from 1995. And as I was reading the liner notes, I saw a familiar name, her drummer. And then that got me back to the Angels. Let me explain. Back in 2006, I was in Toronto at the film festival, and I got to see the world premiere of Daniel Lanois' documentary, Here Is What Is. Watching the film was my first introduction to this drummer. And here's a clip from the film from Daniel.
I first met Brian Blade in New Orleans. I was going for a walk, and I heard this thundering drumming coming out of a nightclub, and I stuck my head in. I saw the most magnificent magic man playing the drums, and I made a decision that I wanted to work with him. He has a deep soul, and he's kind of a guiding light for me. And so I wanted to make sure that he was included in our film because I want his thing to be contagious to other people as well.
So, Blake got me started on the Angels. Jane reminded me to call upon them. But Brian Blade and his thundering drums brought the angels into the room. There's a DJ I've mentioned before, Wobble, with three B's, and sometimes on his show, he'll make a remark about the band, how you can hear them having fun, or as you listen to the music, you can hear him appreciating how good the band is. So in the spirit of this, I put together a short compilation of Brian's work, which by no means is definitive because he's worked with so many great artists and his body of work is many, many decades long. So let's celebrate the thundering drums of Brian Blade together. That was maybe my last time with Daniel Lanois and Brian Blade from the album Here Is What Is, featuring Brady L. Blade Sr., who was Brian's father. And before it was Roman Candles from the original motion picture soundtrack from Motorcycle Diaries, which was directed by Walter Salles and is about Che before he became Che Guevara, the Che Guevara that we know and love. And it's actually from a film I worked on when I used to live and work in Hollywood, which is another lifetime ago. So that was written by Gustavo Santaolalla. Okay. Now I'm just going to let this Brian Blade train go. Swinging now to Chicago Blue by Joshua Redman with Gabrielle Cavassa from the album Where Are We?
Honey,
smooth. All right, moving on. Now, here's another artist Brian works with a lot. This is Shoot the Moon by Nora Jones from her album Come Away With Me.
Summer days are gone too soon. You shoot the moon and miss completely. And now you're left to face the gloom, the empty room that once smelled sweetly. Of all the flowers you plucked, snows come rolling through. You're rolling too with some new lover. Will you think of times you told me that you
play another really special Nora and Brian song later on, but revisiting my motion picture theme, here's a special song from Sling Blade, the original motion picture soundtrack. It's this one's The Maker by Daniel Lanois. It's from 1996.
I stand with arms wide open.
twisted mind. I'm a stranger in the eyes of the maker. I could not see for the fog in my eyes. I could not feel for the fear in my life. And from across the great divide in the distance, Baptiste walking to me with the Maker. My body is bent and broken by long and dangerous sleep.
I think it should come as no surprise that Brian has worked a lot with some really incredible artists out there, and one of them is Joni Mitchell. He's worked on 3 albums with her. So here's Shine by Joni Mitchell from her album of the same name.
shine on Vegas and Wall Street. Place your bets. Shine on all the fishermen with nothing in their nets. Shine on rising oceans and evaporating seas. Shine on our Frankenstein technologies. Shine on science with its tunnel vision. Tunnel vision. Shine on fertile farmlands buried under subdivisions. Oh, let your little light shine. Oh, let your little light shine. Dazzling darkness that restores us in deep sleep. Shine on what we throw away and what we keep. Shine on Reverend Pearson who threw away the vain old god, and Kip Dickens and Rembrandt and Beethoven and fresh plowed sod. Shine on good earth, good air, good water, and a safe place for kids to play. Shine on bombs exploding a mile away. Oh, let your little light shine. Let your little light shine. Shine, shine. Shine on worldwide traffic jams, honking day and night. Shine on another asshole passing on the right. Shine on all the red light runners busy talking on their cell phones. Shine on the Catholic Church and the prisons that it owns. Shine on all the churches. They all love less and less. Shine on a hopeful girl in a dreamy dress. Oh, let your little light shine. Shine, shine, shine. Let your little light shine. Shine on good humor. Shine on goodwill. Shine on lousy leadership. License to kill. Shine on dying soldiers.
and patriotic peace. Shine on mass destruction in some God's name. Shine on the pioneers, those seekers of mental health, craving simplicity. They traveled inward, past themselves, let their little light shine. May all our little lights shine.
Are you starting to recognize Brian's playing as we go along in all these tracks? All right, moving now deeper into Brian's work in jazz for a few tracks. Here's The Last Mulberry. Thank you.
Thank you.
This next track that I'm going to play is a live performance from Chick Corea's final tour in 2020. Stay with it. It's called Scarlatti Sonata in D Minor, K9, L413, live from the album Trilogy 3.
Thank you.
All right, now stay with me. We're on the Brian Blade train. World-class artist, drummer, incredible drummer. Are you starting to get his rhythm? Are you starting to recognize him, his playing? Are you hearing it? All right. Moving away from jazz, I'm going to go to some gospel. Here's Brian's father again. Let Your Light Shine on Me from Pastor Brady L. Blade Sr. and the Hallelujah Train from the album of the same name. And I just want to note, listen for the humming because it's really good. And it's kind of, it's, yeah, just listen for the humming.
From the lighthouse, shine on me. I wonder, could I get the band to help me say that? Let it shine, shine on me. Woo! Let it shine, shine on me. Put it together. Shine on me. Oh, let it shine. Look out, buddy. Shine on me. Woo! Let it shine. Shine on me. Let the light. Look at y'all. From the light high. Shine on me. Oh, let it shine. Shine on me. Come on. Let it shine. Shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine. Just let it shine, shine on me. Let the light, y'all like that? From the light. Now wait a minute. Let it shine. I want y'all to just hum it, because I don't want the devil to know what we're singing now, and he won't block us. He don't know what we're praying for now. He sitting there wondering, what you saying now? You don't know what we're saying. They singing this thing. Let it shine on. Tell him again. Let it shine. Shine on. Let the light from the lighthouse. What about it, boys? Shine.
All right. Keeping those Brian Blade angels coming. Now here is Brian himself singing this time into a four track. I think he recorded this in his garage and he played some of the tracks for Daniel Lanois. And Daniel said, you gotta go wide with this stuff. So here's a sweet, sweet song, Mercy Angel by Brian Blade. This world
kissed me.
And I gotta bring back Daniel, dipping back into Lanois. Listen to those drums.
Streets are cracked, there's glass everywhere, and the children stare with a motherless eye, in arms of beauty and on fields of war, wrapped in lament from the poet's core. Oh, said you'd be alright when you all walk. Don't waste your breath, don't waste your heart, don't bless your heels walking on in the dark. Oh, where, oh, where will I be? Sound. Yeah, I like the heat of your body laying under me. May your wild lip get you where you're going with your inventions, your intentions, your laughter, your forever yearning. Oh, where, when that trumpet sound, are you talking pretty, healing the scars, and on the way at the steel bars, going down pure, crawling in the cracks, crawling all the way down. Trumpet sound. Oh, the heart opens wide like it's never seen love, and addiction stays on tight like a glove. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, that last track was Where Will I Be by Daniel Lanois from the album Here Is What Is. And then after that, God Be With You from Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band from their album King's Highway, which is Brian's own band. All right. Next up, this was a lovely surprise to find. It's Nora Jones on drums, if you can believe it, and Brian on guitar and vocals. This is Nature's Law. It says it's recorded live from Skokie, New York, which isn't too far from where I am right now.
She holds the scales on her left hand side. Her mighty sword swings down from the right. She covers her right so that she won't see. The trouble in the world won't let her be. The balance shifts and we lose control. Pull the trigger and the bombs explode. Cause we want it all and we want it now. But nature's law gonna bring us down. So I turn away from the outside world. But I can't escape, no. What I must face. Count of 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait until the time has come. If I live another day, your will be done. Gotta shine your light so the outside world can see. Back to me.
My final track. This is the most recent track I could find, and it's tremendous. This is from 2026, from February. It's Daniel Lanois and Aaron Neville doing a track called Grace. It's just a single, as far as I can tell. And I found something that Daniel says. Here's what he wrote in February when it was released. Thank you for listening to this new version of Grace, a timeless Aaron Neville vocal performance of this classic, blended with Brian Blade's thundering drums and my steel guitar. The more I worked on this melange, the more it seemed to resonate with the current state of humanity. May kindness, understanding, and forgiveness prevail.
That saved a wretch like me. I
that it was black. Oh, but now I see through the many dangerous toils and snares I had.
Now, because all good things end in Japan, here is a track called Happy End, which seemed like the right way to end this set. But because the liner notes are all in Japanese, I have no idea who sings this, who the band is, the name of the album, nothing. But let's just go with the name. It was enough for me. Happy End. Bye!
No shit.